Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside the 11 p.m. hour on The Fan in New York, Keith McPherson talking sports, taking calls, passing time on a Friday night. 1 hour to go. New segment I've been toying with. I've been flown out there. What came across my desk? And then later tonight, we'll do what did we miss? And in between, we'll do a big shot. And big shot is not currently branded. Looking for an advertiser. Maybe I don't get one. Maybe it'll just be McPherson Brand. That's my LLC. McPherson Brand LLC. Keith McPherson. Built a personal brand. Anyway, what came across my desk? Unfortunately, I will not be in attendance for Vince Carter and the jersey retirement. I'm in here right now. If you're on Instagram, hello. Hello, at Keith McPherson on Instagram. I'm wearing my Vince Carter jersey. I just explained how I got this as a little kid. It's a Reebok jersey, and you know how VC was half man, half amazing, and he was like a superhero coming to the New Jersey Nets. And it's crazy how things work out. He comes to the Nets. We're thinking we're going back to the finals. We're going to win a finals, and ain't been back since before Vince Carter. But, you know, I'll segue into our Mets conversation talking about retiring numbers. And, yeah, he only played, I think, 4 years for the Nets. He didn't win anything with the Nets. But, you know, for Nets fans, especially of, you know, my age, millennial Nets fans, he was one of them ones, man. And I was kind of banging the drum for years, like, yo, we need a Vince Carter night. We need to retire Vince's number. We need a Vince Carter bobblehead. Bring him back. And I'm glad that they brought him back so much. They have him on the Yes Network. They had him calling games. They're retiring his jersey. They did it up in Toronto last year. And this Saturday, they will do it at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. And, you know, I was just talking about boycotting the Dallas Cowboys. And the last time I boycotted a team was when I was a wee little lad. And the New Jersey Nets left New Jersey to go to Brooklyn. I was so upset. I was boycotting Jay-Z's music because he was talking about, I'm moving the Nets to BK, ball so hard. I'm like, nah, that's not cool, bro. Like, why do we got to go all the way over there? I'll never get to go to a game. But, you know, shout out to my now wife, who was my girl at the time, surprised me with tickets to go see the Nets host the Bulls back when Nate Robinson was doing what he could do out there. And I went to a game and I was like, okay, I understand the rebrand. I understand the move. I understand what they're trying to do, but still felt some kind of way. And I still feel some kind of way as a New Jersey guy, as a proud guy from the Garden State that, like, you know, they left and it took them almost a decade to really embrace their New Jersey roots. But Vince Carter is part of those New Jersey roots, and I'm glad they're retiring his number. I thought that so many moons from now, they'd be retiring Pete Alonso's number. They're going to retire David Wright's number. Steve Cohen has made it a part of his tenure to retire Doc, Daryl, Keith Hernandez, put the Tom Seaver statue up, you know, do things like bring the black jerseys back, bring Old Timers Day back. And with all the conversation about family, with all the conversation about, you know, Juan Soto choosing the Mets because it was a family vibe. I don't know what's going on with the family business. Dean is in Queens. What's up, Dean? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Pete. Keith, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Dean?
Your first time caller. I love your show. Been listening for over the years. Really love your show, man.
Thank you.
I want to talk about Pete Alonso. You know, as a fan, we got to come to the conclusion. We are big fans. You know, we go to see the game. But to the owners, it's like all business. It's like it seems like there's no loyalty. I'm not trying to, you know, not saying they should bring him back, but I feel he had an off season. I'm a Yankee fan, but I'd like to see him come back because I think he was emerging during the playoffs. And I think maybe he had an off season. He wasn't doing well. I think next year he could have probably picked back up where he used to be. What do you think?
I'm right there with you. Thanks for the first time call, Dean. And Yankee fans, you're allowed to weigh in on Pete Alonso. And Mets fans, don't let anybody tell you how you got to feel about Pete Alonso. If you're not ready to move on, you don't have to move on. If you're mad about it, be mad. If that's your guy, if that's your man, stand your ground and say, hey, this ain't right. We don't like this. You don't have to just go along with everything because, hey, we made it to the NLCS last year. Pete Alonso doesn't get any type of grace for what he did in the postseason, and I think it's kind of odd because all we do is talk about postseason. It only matters what you do in October. Really? Okay. We hear all this talk about Aaron Judge and his struggles in October, and they don't care about 58 home runs or 62 home runs. Okay. Pete Alonso hit the greatest home run in recent Mets history, saved the day, saved the season, but it doesn't do anything when it comes to the business. 888-808-1019. It does something to your heartstrings. You'll remember that forever as a Mets fan. It puts Pete in a place that, like, a lot of Mets that you watched over the years can never get to. But it doesn't put him in a place where he can name his price. It doesn't put him in a place where that changes his failures of the postseason before that moment and his failures in the regular season before that moment. 888-808-1019. Robert is in Carmel, New York.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good.
So, I want to talk about a possible Pete Alonso replacement for the Mets.
Okay.
And it's looking like they got a lot of interest in Spencer Torkelson from the Tigers. Do you think this could improve the Mets? I mean, he's younger, and it's looking like Detroit's going to be sliding Colt Keith over to first base after signing Gleyber Torres. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Robert. I mean, if in Stearns we trust, if David Stearns' vision is to go trade for Spencer Torkelson, who failed in Detroit with 10,000 people in the ballpark, yeah, he's going to certainly come to Citi Field and tear it up with the Juan Soto Mets? I don't know. I also don't think David Stearns is looking to move too many young prospects. Definitely not any pitchers because he won't pay any pitchers, so you need those young guys to come up. And I think a lot of what he's doing still in year two is evaluating the young talent that they have. I don't know. I haven't read anything about Spencer Torkelton. I'll say that's honestly the first I've heard of his name being connected to the Mets. Crawford is in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, on the Fan in New York. Go for it, Crawford.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
Good. You know, hosting the show.
I wanted to ask you your opinion on where you think P. Alonso will go, since he probably won't be on the Mets.
Thanks for the call. The only two places that we've been hearing are the Toronto Blue Jays and the Anaheim Angels, which makes some sense, but not a lot. The Angels only make sense to me because there's a Boris Korp office in that, you know, behind home plate lair. You know, Boris has his quarters down there. If you watch those games, you see him down there. And they always have money to blow. And Perry Manasian, I think he can call him up and float a little 3-year contract with some opt-outs and some money. And it's like, yeah, whatever. Why not? And let's put Ron Washington and Pete back together from, you know, their little bit of time at the All-Star game in 2022. Toronto, to me, doesn't make a lot of sense. But it does, but it doesn't. Because, like, obviously Vladimir Guerrero's there. Pete plays first base. Vladdy plays first base. I guess they're going to platoon, you know, DH some days or whatever. But wouldn't you want to just be the guy, right? If you're not taking what the Mets gave you, where you could be the guy every day, I don't know. I really don't know. I just think that bridge is burned. There's ego. There's pride. There's definitely some regret with Pete. That $158 million contract, fumbling that and not taking that because you had to test free agency. You had to hire Scott Boras. And now there's a different GM. Now there's a way different feel on the team. I don't think we talk about that enough. If the Mets don't make it to the NLCS, a lot of that was on the back of Pete Alonso. Well, he was definitely part of it. Obviously, we know what Lindor did and Jesse Winker and Jose Iglesias and you know the pitching. But if they don't get there, I think there's more urgency to sign Pete. I think there's more urgency to make sure that this guy's in the lineup. You know, they got Juan Soto, but all of that hype around signing Juan Soto and being big brother and Uncle Stevie, whatever, it's worn off now. Because it doesn't make sense now, right? You can afford Juan Soto, you can't afford Pete. 888-808-1019. Let's switch it up. Zion in Plainfield, New Jersey.
And Jesse Winker and Jose Iglesias.
I hear that delay in the background, Zion. We got to turn down the radio in the back. Eventually he'll catch up to hearing his name.
I think there's more urgency to.
All right. I don't know. The handful of times I tried to call WFAN, I never even got close to getting on. I mean, there's been times I've tried to call the warm line or the bat line and get on now. And I'm like, I'm just kidding. If I ever want to chime in now or get on, I could do that. But I stopped doing that. I let everybody do their own show. And unless somebody, for some reason, needs to call me and chime in, I do that. But, yeah, I understand you guys are on hold on your cell phones, but then also listening on your cell phone or listening in the car. Either way, he wasn't ready to go. So your loss is somebody else's win. Mike is in New Hyde Park. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how are you? I just want to say I absolutely love your show. I'm what they call a closet sports fan. I don't have all the statistics and stuff, but I wanted to just quickly comment on one of the things you said about Met players tugging on the heartstrings. Fell in love with Ray Knight in the 1986 playoffs, and obviously absolutely loved him in the World Series. And as much as I remember as a kid, everything he did, and even winning the MVP, if I'm not mistaken, that year for the World Series, the Mets didn't re-sign him. And I know I was very sad, and I think a lot of other Mets fans will take that as a big disappointment in the following year. What do you think?
Yeah, first off, the first part of what you said, right? You don't have to be a closeted fan. One of my pet peeves are these sports fans that think they know everything and these hosts that think they know everything. Not talking about like us here. I'm talking about just like people in general that think that they know everything. None of us know everything. Part of my whole shtick, I guess, if I have shtick, is like, hey, you could call up and teach me something. I don't know everything. Like, we're all fans listening in on the conversation. So I like what you said about that to start. Katie Nolan has a new podcast, and I think it's called Casuals. And I listened to her first podcast, and she's like, I want people to feel welcome. I don't care what you don't know. I don't care. Like it's not a quiz. You don't need to know stats and data, whatever. Like, everyone is welcome. I literally do not care what anybody knows about sports, and I hate when they're a baseball fan. Like, people say that about me all the time. Oh, this guy doesn't know anything about basketball. This guy doesn't know anything about baseball. I guess I know something. I guess I'm doing something right. Anyway, yeah. Ray Knight.
Yeah, well, you make it very easy to talk to, and you definitely compelled me to pick up the phone and call.
Right. That's part of this, too. I mean, you can't just be a know-it-all. You got to have some kind of people skills, some type of communication skills, and be able to talk to people on the phone. So, Mike, what you said about Ray Knight, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, there are Mets fans that, yeah, they'll get over it. Yeah, they'll put their pom-poms in the air and root for the team and say, yeah, we're moving in the right direction. But Pete is in their hearts, not just from this year, from his rookie year, from, you know, all these different moments that, you know, Mets fans can call up and say that they had with Pete. And, I mean, as we're coming up on amazing day, like, it's not going to be an amazing day if you get the news that Pete Alonso signs with the Toronto Blue Jays. Thanks for the call, Mike. 888-808-1019. But I understand. I get it. I get it, man. There is no market for this guy, which I think is crazy. Because when I talk about the market, I said, if he has more value to any of these 30 MLB teams, who is he the most valuable to? The only team he's ever played for, the team that he turned up in the postseason and helped. It's a cold game. It's a business. It's a cold-ass game because David Stearns just got here. Pete Alonso was here before you, bro, but it doesn't matter. He was here before Steve Cohen. Doesn't matter. And I'm sure Pete had dreams, LFGM, the polar bear. He had dreams of being an icon here. He had dreams of breaking a home run record here. He had dreams of being like David Wright, being a forever Met, wearing one jersey. Like in sports now, we do not see these guys wear one jersey, right? That's why when I look at Judge, I love Judge. Judge is one of my favorite players ever. I know I got on the fan talking about this guy's the best baseball player I've ever seen. But, you know, part of it is I'm a Yankee fan. And, like, being a Yankee fan is one of the best decisions I ever made in life. And when I see a guy that actually cares about the pinstripes, cares about that hat, that navy blue hat with the white interlocking NY logo on it, and didn't want to go home that bad, didn't want to leave for more money, wanted to be a Yankee, wanted to not put on another uniform, wanted to continue, like, trying to win a World Series, trying to break through in the postseason, and one day he will, like, that meant something to me. Like, that's iconic. That's forever. You know, look at CeCe. CeCe was on a couple different teams. He said he didn't want to come to the Bronx. Tip your cap to Brian Cashman. Paid him enough money and convinced him. And now he lives in Jersey. He raised his kids here. He's never leaving this city. He's going in the Hall of Fame as a Yankee. He won a World Series with the Yankees. Like, I don't know. I guess the Mets don't look at Pete as someone in that regard. Like, I guess he's not that great of a player. And I guess once you get Juan Soto, to hell with Pete, right? Danny's in Massbeth, New York. Danny, you're on the Fan.
Hi, I just wanted to talk about, of course, Pete Alonso also. I just wanted to say, I mean, they offered him a contract, he turned it down, and they never raised it again, right? But how about if they just raised it with incentives? Said, okay, this is a contract we offered you before, and okay, it wasn't enough, but how about we give you an extra $500,000 if you hit, you know, 40 home runs?
I think Boris is selling him on that.
All kinds of incentives, and with the basic plan that they offered before, don't you think he would take it?
I don't think that the Mets are doing that. Thanks for the call, Danny. Like, I remember getting on laughing about how Scott Boris was like, hey, special one-time deal only available in New York. Here's our three-year offer. And David Stern's like, we already gave you a three-year offer, and that's off the table. And then we gave you a last-ditch three-year offer that's less than your three-year offer. We're not playing games with you, Scott. We played the game with Juan Soto when you won. Now you got to win with Pete Alonso, too? No. It's not how it's going to work. So, like, when we want to talk about incentives, like, oh, yeah, okay. I laughed about, like, you know, like, Juan Soto has incentives in his contract, a masterful contract. Like, I think he gets $1 million bonus if he wins MVP. Ohtani would have to get hurt. Ohtani will win MVP for the next 8 years. Like, you know, there's incentives for a runner-up and MVP. Like, they're not going to incentivize Pete to take more of their money. They don't value him. They don't want him. If they wanted him, you have the richest owner in the sport. You could just give the man the money he's looking for. 888-808-1019. When we come back, I'll do a... not Casamigos, not anything branded, no longer sponsored, but big shot of the night. It's been a part of my five-hour show. We can do a big shot of the night. And then before we wrap things up, I'll do the new segment that I've brought in called What Did We Miss? I'll kind of sweep through my notes and figure out what did we miss? What did I not talk about on the Fan tonight that I wanted to? And you can do the same. If you want to call up, it's open mic time until about 11:55, and then Pete Hoffman's going to come in. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about to close the night. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Welcome.
The Insert Advertiser Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Insert Advertiser. And tonight's Big Shot of the Night has to go to one man and one man only. The biggest of big shots out there in Dallas, Jerry Jones. What an idiot. And I don't usually call people idiots, but like... he has made so many dumb moves, so many dumb mistakes. You want to see your fan base actually boycott? You want to see people actually turn on you? Then hire Brian Schottenheimer. Hire a guy that nobody else was interested in. Nobody else in the entire NFL, not one of the 32 teams would have done what you just did. You held up Mike McCarthy for what reason? Being petty? You held up Mike McCarthy from going to interview anywhere else. Congratulations, you played yourself. because you entered the search for a head coach late. So what'd you have to do? You had to hire from within. What an absolute joke, Big Shot. Big Shot Jerry Jones just ensured that he will never see another Super Bowl. And whether the plan is to have Schottenheimer add Jason Witten to his staff, and then one day Jason Witten takes over as some version of Dan Campbell, it's not going to work. Because no good is coming your way, Jerry Jones. You made some kind of deal with the devil, and you're going to continue to be embarrassed and lose until you fall back, get out of the way, hire some football people. You didn't hear what Josh Harris and Magic Johnson said? In your division with the Commanders this year, going to the NFC Championship? It'd been 32 years for them. I guarantee you hit 32 years between your last appearance in the NFC Championship. They said they look for talent and good people. They hire these people and they get out of the way. And they haven't been doing this close to as long as you've been doing it, Jerry Jones, but they have a formula. They have a formula. They went from number two pick overall to being one of two teams left standing in the NFC. And here you are hiring Brian Schottenheimer, who you hired last year to just sit down and shut up while Mike McCarthy called the plays, right? That was the narrative last year. Well, in the last year of Mike McCarthy's deal, you got to see what he's like as a play caller. Yeah, for Cooper Rush. 888-808-1019, pay Dak Prescott. Dumb. And it's not dumb to pay, you know, a guy that was getting MVP votes, but it's dumb to pay him late. It's dumb to pay him on the first Sunday week one kickoff, right before the kickoff. This is a guy you drafted in the fourth round. You could have locked him up for 10 years for nothing. But every time you franchise tagged him twice, you didn't want to pay him, you didn't want to believe in him, you undermined him, you trade for Trey Lance, you put stupid rhetoric out about Cooper Rush, and I hope that Cooper Rush plays so well that there is a little bit of a quarterback competition. What? Big Shot of the Night, Jerry Jones. We don't have enough time for me to cook Jerry Jones. He's already fried. 888-808-1019. Take a couple calls, and then we'll do what did we miss? What did we miss out of my notes that I put together for tonight's show? It has been a generational episode of KM to AM on the Fan. Mike is out in Rockland. What's up, Mike? You got it.
Big Pete Alonso fan. Can't let him leave. For all the reasons you said, I get it. It's a business decision. But as Met fans, tortured for years by the Wilpons, this is our guy. Overpay for him. You already overpaid for Scherzer to go away, for Verlander to go away. If you just let Pete walk away is a sin. Anyway, as another tortured fan, my Buffalo Bills, I'm in my 40s. I remember wide right. This is our year. This is the year we get revenge on the Chiefs. Oh, it's going to be bittersweet. 27-18, Buffalo. Have a good Pete, great show. Love the vibes. Big overnight fan, so God bless, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. The overnight begins in about 24 minutes when Pete Hoffman starts his show. Filling in for C-Mac. Remember when C-Mac used to do the Friday show? Now Pete Hoffman's doing that, and he'll get you ready for amazing day, and I'm sure he'll talk about Pete. Pete Alonso, that's Pete Hoffman's guy. Remember him wearing the MVP shirt? I bet he feels some type of way about Pete Alonso. My guy Pat Ragazzo, who I had on yesterday, put out a report that Pete Alonso met with the Los Angeles Angels yesterday, but still hearing nothing is close between the Blue Jays and Alonso. There's no market for the guy. So as much as you guys love Pete, you're just feeling some type of way because your owner has money to blow, and he's not willing to blow it on Pete Alonso. That's all you need to know. Say less at this point. We just keep talking in circles on it. We just keep adding things to it. It's obvious. If they wanted to sign Pete Alonso, he could have been signed weeks ago. Could have been done. I don't think Scott Boras is being that crazy. I don't think Pete Alonso is being that crazy. Now the bridge is burned, though. Like, now it's actually done, though. So, like, there is no, get Pete to come back. Pete's not trying to come back. Boras is actively scrambling, trying to get somebody to offer Pete. And maybe they take that offer back to the Mets. But I think David Stearns could care less about it at this point. They're moved on. Like, they have moved on, and they do not care. And they're willing to take the shrapnel from the fans. They're willing to, call a fan. Get it out. 888-808-1019. They're not listening. Call a fan and express, like, tomorrow is the day, right? Tomorrow is the day. Like, There's rumors that they might be bringing back Max Scherzer. What did we miss as I'm combing through my notes? You know, the Yankees were looking at Max Scherzer as well. Scouts were among Yankees were among the scouts present for Max Scherzer as he threw in front of teams. And it'd be kind of crazy, right? Max Scherzer is one of the guys that I always use as an example. When I talk about Pete Alonso watching guys come into his clubhouse, hit the mega millions and leave, Max Scherzer is one of them. He had like the highest AAV for a pitcher at the time or something like that. And what did he do? Blow it every time the Mets needed him? Imagine the Mets bring him back. They could use him. So you don't have to see Griffin Canning starting in August. They could use him. So I don't know what Clay Holmes is going to be as a starter. I can't wait to watch, though. We need baseball fast. It is going to be a blast. I cannot wait to go to spring training. I cannot wait for opening day. I cannot wait till we can stop talking about free agency and who should sign who and lineups and what's going to happen. Like, I cannot wait till we have the actual games. I'll be on. I'll be on right after the Yankees post game. Like, well, what do we have here? Juan Soto worked three walks, had a single in the eighth inning as the Mets lose 5-1. I'm just playing. The Yankees are going to lose some games, too. We're going to lose on both sides. I said our common enemy is the Dodgers. And with that common enemy in mind, you would think that both sides would use these remaining last couple weeks before spring training to stack the deck, ante up, get better. You're not better than the Dodgers. The Dodgers won the World Series and then proceeded to get a lot better. A lot better. A lot better. A lot better. I don't have to go through the names. Just what they did last weekend, I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Roky Suzuki, Tanner Scott, Kirby Yates in one weekend. Ha, ha, ha. Laughing at Major League Baseball. Laughing at Rob Manfred. Laughing at the Mets, the Yankees, the Braves, the Padres. Like, they are the clear-cut favorites, and not just for this year, for years to come. Andy is in Ithaca. Next up on the Fan, go for it, Andy.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? Love the overnights, man. How's your night?
It's good, you know, hanging out.
This is great. So the Pete Alonso thing, big Yankees fan here. You know, I know the Pete Alonso situation going down, feeling it for the Mets fans. You know, I don't know where he's going to land, but what's your take on it? What do you think? What's going to go on with him?
Thanks for the call, Andy. Yeah, I got enough time to rehash this. He's done. He's not going to be with the Mets. I'm sorry. He's done. It's too late. This guy watched everybody do backflips, handstands, do the Macarena when Juan Soto was signed. He watched that press conference. He heard about the suite. He heard about the clothing allowance. And he heard the key word family being thrown around. How you family? You just got family. I'm family. I've been here. I was drafted, developed here. I came up as a rookie, broke records here. How are you, fam? This is how you treat family? Gomez is in the Bronx. What's up, Gomez? You got it?
Hey, Keith, what's going on? Listen, I was really encouraged the other night. You were talking about your personal experience as a football player, and you were talking about how these other co-hosts have their thing. Like, you know, and you were talking about, like, let me be personal. My son plays baseball. He's a sophomore in high school, and he wants to play college ball. But you know how D1 has now become like the new minor leagues. So I'm curious, as a football player, any advice you can give my son or give me as a parent to encourage my son to keep it moving, even though D1 might be too competitive?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Gomez. You don't have to go D1. Be the best version of yourself you can be daily, every single day. Get better. Improve on something. Maybe it's your speed. Maybe it's your throwing. Maybe it's your fielding. Maybe it's your hitting. Maybe it's just your knowledge of the game. Get better every single day and improve. Stack those daily wins. And if you're a sophomore, by the time you're a senior, you'll turn yourself into something. And if you love baseball enough, you don't have to go D1. You can go D2. You can go D3. Like, you can figure it out if you want to keep playing the game. You know, it's hard. And amateur sports have changed a ton. You know, I didn't get into it with Warren Moon earlier. If you missed the Warren Moon interview, go back to 820 in the Odyssey app. But, you know, I wanted to ask Warren Moon, like, man, how would you have felt if You had the option to make millions in college or go back to college and make millions, right? The NFL was stopping you saying, oh, yeah, no, we're not drafting a black quarterback. But what if you were able to make that money in school? Like, these kids are made men at 17. I can't imagine. I pray my son is athletic and has the drive in him. Shout out to BT. BT sends me videos of his son. Colt, shout out to BT. I said, BT, you are blessed to have each other. You and your son working out and training. One, BT being a former athlete playing baseball in college at Marist. Two, him being a coach. And then having a young son that BT's son is a dude already. You could tell he's an athlete. He's a competitor. He's just got it in him. And he wants to train. He wants to get better. And he plays football, basketball, baseball, man. It's competitive. But so what? Life is competitive. Even if you don't make it in sports, you're going to learn a ton of life lessons on the field. It's going to make you into a man. It's going to make you into a better person. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'll be right back. Man, that was fun. I've got a few minutes left here. I just want to say thank you for anybody that called, anybody that listened, anyone that like cares about my show, who I am, or just listens to WFAN consistently. Like, I appreciate you for real. The radio is free. The Odyssey app is free. You could do anything. There's so many other options for what you could watch, what you could listen to, what you could consume yourself with. There's so much content out there. And like, I know there's people that listen from when I started at 7. I know there's people that just kind of popped in late, and you know, I'm in here by myself. It's me, Connor. Shout out to the guys in the newsroom and, you know, Marco or whatever. But like, you have no idea how many people you're reaching. I always say, I wish there was like a heat map that could show us like every time somebody's turning the radio on or turning the app on and where they're at. And I can't see you, but just know I appreciate you. And this was a lot of fun tonight. I think this was an all-timer. I think that people that listen to the whole show understand what I mean when I say that. 888-808-1019. I was just listening to the drop, too, that was like, you know, talk about your Giants. And, like, this should be a night for Giants fans to smile, to celebrate, right? The Dallas Cowboys just made one of the dumbest coaching hires ever. So maybe if you get your act together, you draft a quarterback, you have another good draft class back-to-back, you spend some money in free agency, and your GM and head coach fight for their lives, maybe you can beat the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe beat them twice next year. DJ is in East Brunswick. DJ, you're on The Fan.
Hey, what's good, my guy?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm here to talk about. Our stupid decision again. What'd we do? We effed up.
Hired a guy that nobody was talking about. Nobody had him on the radar. Even all the reporters that write for the Dallas Cowboys. If you follow me on Twitter, I have a list, hashtag Cowboys Twitter. Go to my profile and click on list. And you can see the reaction of, I've been on this all week. It's a joke.
The 105.9 or whatever out there, like they're like, what is this?
Oh yeah, 103.5 The Fan, I believe, or 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
They were anticipating this earlier today. It's a joke.
That's all it is. A joke.
And now they're reporting that the thought of Jason Witten being on the staff, Jason Witten's not going to be on the staff. So I don't know. I don't know who sold this.
I love that idea. And I hope that he is on the staff, because that's our only hope. That is legitimately our only hope. A former Cowboy who knows what it is to be a Cowboy.
Yeah.
And knows the pedigree.
He didn't win anything either.
What it's like.
Thanks for the call, DJ. Witten was great. He didn't win anything either. Jim is in North Haven next up on The Fan. What's up, Jim?
Yo, Keith, what's up, man?
You know, bringing it home.
Hey, you were talking about kids coming out of high school, going to college, and you know, it's really a tough road for these guys now with the transfer portal and NIL. All these younger divisions are going for older kids getting cut by D1. So where do these kids go?
Right. And then when you go to a school, you commit to a school, you sign your letter of intent. But if you're sitting on the bench, you're just going to pivot and go to the next place and leave and, I don't know, chase a bag or an opportunity. It's the wild, wild west. It's a lot different than it was just a few years ago.
100%. You know, there's nowhere to go for these younger kids now because they're going to want men instead of an 18-year-old.
Yeah, like a guy like Carson Beck can go to Miami and is like, what about the kid that committed to Miami thinking he was going to get a chance to compete for the starting job or the guy that was backing up Cam Ward? It's like, nope, here comes Carson Beck. We're paying him $4 million. You're out. He's in. Thanks for the call, Jim. It's good and it's bad, right? Because for years they fought for NCAA athletes to get a piece of the pie. But now I think they've gotten too big of a piece of the pie. I think they've gotten to this transfer portal on top of NIL too fast. It's out of control. I can relate to both. I transferred from James Madison University to Monmouth University. I had to sit out a year. I lost a year of eligibility. I had to go to class. I had to go to practice. I couldn't play. And, like, that takes you out of it. Anybody will tell you, a year of not playing, like practice is one thing, but not playing, like, I don't know, it takes you mentally out of it. It puts you at a disadvantage. And then you want to talk about money, like, NIL, man. I was broke in college. Like, to think that these kids, and, like, they're not all getting the millions, but even the lower-level kids that aren't starting that are backups, they're getting some pocket change, and that helps. Chris is in Trumbull, Connecticut, on the Fan in New York. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Keith. Yo, thanks again, man, for taking my call. Listen, appreciate everything you do, man. You're doing an amazing job. I'm a huge fan. Big thing I was going to ask you about was I think the Commanders really have a great chance to take it to them this weekend. And frankly, I think from a betting perspective, I'm placing a big bet on them winning outright. I love that opportunity, man. I think we have a lot of magic there with Jaden Daniels. Wanted to see what you thought about that. And then secondly, real quick, I'm a huge Yankee fan. Love every insight you bring to the table with the Yanks. What do you think about the Yanks possibly making one more move here before the spring training here? Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Chris. What did we miss? I missed something from my notes. I saw a report that the link will be filled with Commanders fans. 21% of the purchases have come from the state of Maryland and Virginia. Some of those Eagles fans are seeing how ridiculous the price is. This is the most expensive championship game ever, and they're selling. They're taking the money. So that also helps to have some of your fans in the building rooting you on, cheering you on. I wouldn't count the Commanders out. I think this is Saquon Barkley's time to shine. And the Yankees, I don't think, are making a move until they can get Marcus Stroman's money off the books. Last call goes to Ray in Brooklyn. Go, 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 Ray. You got like 30 seconds.
Yo, Keith, my boy, thank you for taking the call. Listen, I figure we can have a little fun at the expense of Mets and their fans, right? Next time you want, Pete Alonso's not signed. I thought of a couple of tracks you could play, right? You could play Annie Up by N.O.P., by M.O.P., and then you could play You're as Cold as Ice, Unwilling to Sacrifice, and then you could play Fake Love by Drake, because they're a family of one. They don't care about him. They only care about Juan Soto, my G. But, yo, have a great night. I appreciate you, my boy.
Thanks for the call, Ray. They got to play Sister Sledge. We are family, except you, Pete Alonso. You're out of the family. You're kicked out. You weren't good enough. You struck out too many times. You didn't come through in the regular season. We don't love you anymore. The fans do. And you can keep that love for Pete Alonso. Pete Hoffman's coming up next. He will take your calls on Pete Alonso. He'll get you through the night, going into amazing day. I'm sure he'll talk about everything else with the football Friday, now going into Saturday as we get ready for championship weekend. My name's Keith McPherson, nighttime host here on The Fan. That's another week in the books. Tough week of being kind of sick and fighting through the cold, but we ran through the tape. We champed it out. Another one. That's a generational five-hour KM to AM. And thank you for being a part of it. And, I went live on Instagram. If you guys use any of the social media apps, if you care to look, first name, last name, authentic, real name, no gimmicks. Crystal named me Keith McPherson. Crystal, I got you. We did it. Crystal McPherson, Keith McPherson. Crystal Sun on The Fan. Born to Shine. I'm out of here. Do your thing, Pete.
Sports Radio 101.9.